Even when I think I'm the one teaching you something, you always show me there's so much more to know. Joe, this is so cool. When did you collect all this?
Well, the first day back in person was such a shit show that I figured I had to do
something. Whoa, language.
Auntie H, please.
Okay, fine. You're right. It was such a shit show.
That I took your advice to listen through all of the noise.
And what did you find out?
That going back to finish my senior year doesn't have to be so scary. I already know all these sounds. They're signs of living.
Exactly.
But a lot of living happens in quiet, too.
Even when I think I'm the one teaching you something, you always show me there's so much more to know. In this case, it's silence. And what I have to learn from it.
Please leave a message for.
The day you leave. It's the longest 24 hours I've ever known. Watching the sun come up the next morning, I realize this is the first time in my life that I can't dream up a solution. Val, I stayed up all night. Have you heard anything?
JoJo's okay.
Oh my God, thank you, Jesus.
She called me early this morning.
Is she at Sophie's?
Yes. They're both fine. And to be perfectly honest, that is all I feel comfortable sharing with you.
What do you mean? I'm her aunt.
And I'm her mother. You know, during my restless night of not knowing where the fuck my kid was, I finally had time to scroll through all your bullshit. Libraid and this Xena lady and this Kane dude. H, you are an adult. You can make your own mess, but to get my daughter, who you claim to care so much about, wrapped up in some internet
nonsense. I didn't
nonsense,
mean to get her
wrapped. People out there can say anything, do anything.
I know. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to let you know that she's okay. But I really think it's best that we just have some space.
When I say months went by without hearing a word, I should be clear. Summer goes by without me hearing a word. Not a text or a call, not even an intercepted message from Grandma or Aunt Carol Ann down in Houston. I am completely iced out, drowning in a sound deprivation bath of my own making, but in our family, truces always come with time, in the form of stories, gossip, glimpses of lives being lived.
So, the thing about Sophie's folks is that they are rich, rich. Like, modern house on acres in the country rich. The girls were up in Vermont all summer chasing chickens and milking cows.
Do they have, like, a whole farm?
Man, I don't know. Joe FaceTimed me from some ice cream shop, but it was a barn, and she was standing next to a giant cow. Have you ever seen one up close? Those things are huge. But she could tell you all about it herself.
She's never going to speak another word to me again. Even though Val has not forgiven me, she is fully committed to keeping us all close, no matter what. A task that allows speech to do the mending. It's a lesson she learned from our mom. I think about the silence you've taught me these past couple of months. I wonder if you even care to teach me, if you're even thinking about me. There goes my ego, running the show again.
Not that you deserve any kind of relief, but JoJo will be fine.
How do you do that?
Do what?
Say it'll be fine and actually somehow mean it.
H, my work is guiding people toward death. I know more than anything that there will always be something much bigger than us that is completely out of our control. Kids start off so small, and then they just get bigger and bigger till everything about their lives overwhelms you. Like summer's back home. Kids get hot and sticky just like those New Orleans dog days. And you just get so desperate for relief. But the difference is you have no clue when your kid's season is going to change.
That's poetic.
You're not the only one capable of reflection. Well, showtime. Can you grab plates? I'm calling dibs on the crunchiest egg roll. Nice hair.
Thanks.
My shortcut really looks good on you.
Sophie did it for me. She used clippers.
You should tell her she has a future as a barber.
We sit and we chew. Keep sitting. Keep chewing. I keep my eyes down for the most part, holding on to clumps of pork in my cheeks like they'll save me from having to utter a word. I focus on the wet warmth of the food in my mouth and think back to when things were so much simpler.
Before USBs, there were CDs.
And before CDs, there were cassettes.
And that, my child, is the holy history of the mixtape.
Auntie H, you a mess.
I hope you don't think we're cramping your style by moving up here.
Val, you a mess. I think New York City is big enough for the three of us. It'll be our own Three's Company.
Ooh. Can you write us a theme song? JoJo, what did I tell you about leaving a half-torn seal in the yogurt? Rip the whole thing off. It has a lid for a reason.
Sorry, Mom. I forgot. Again.
You know your grandfather used to drive Grandma crazy with that all the time.
Really?
Yes. He passed away before you were even born. I don't understand how this is the trait you inherited from him.
The three of us had a rhythm that was so true. Now I'm terrified I'll never really hear you again. Your laugh, your wonder, even your fears.
It's like the actual world and what a bunch of messed up adults have decided is the world are two very different things. The actual world is filled with four-legged creatures and bugs and wind moving through grass and water flowing like it's alive. The world that adults have decided on is filled with chainsaws and knives and hammers. I don't know how you guys live like that.
This girl kept going to everyone's desk saying, if you don't give me your Halloween candy, Papa Legba is gonna get you.
And what did you say?
I told her, my mom knows his brother, Papa Labat, and we cool, so leave me alone.
Auntie H, it's like, I don't know. My skin feels different when I hear her voice. And it feels good at first, but then it's really scary.
So, they are officially requiring everyone at my hospital to get vaccinated, which, thank God. I wish they would just do that for the colleges. Did your school send any updates?
No. They just sent the orientation schedule and strongly urged students to at least have their first dose by the start of classes.
Ugh, ridiculous. I remember not even being able to get on campus because I was out of date on my TB booster. It's like, come on.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of a mess.
Well, there's no point beating around the bush, so I'm just gonna say it. JoJo, I am so glad and relieved that you're back home.
I mean, school was starting and I wouldn't do that, Mom.
I know. I would like to believe you came home for reasons other than that. Listen, Joe, I will always be catching up to you. You're growing up in a totally different world than me and your aunt did. Sometimes I try to relate to you based on what I went through, but it just doesn't always work. In fact, it rarely works. And yeah, I definitely feel like I'm the parent, what I say goes, but that's just how we were raised.
That doesn't make it right.
That is 100% true. I am sorry.
All the time I spent judging your mom for not being parent of the year, I failed to realize that she was a mother trying really hard to tell her child the truth. And that's way more than most parents ever offer their kids.
Adults always say they're sorry and just keep doing the exact same thing.
Even though I am grown and should know what I'm doing, I don't always. Maybe it's unfair to ask you to understand that. I don't know.
I want to hop on your mom's apology train, imagining something like, JoJo, I am so sorry. But these people were like knives bleeding the life out of everyone they came into contact with. And they're just like allowed to do that because who's gonna stop them?
You used me to play hero. You took something I was going through and milked it for money.
I wanted to get you into that therapy program. I was just trying to help.
That was only part of it. You made that deal because you wanted to be the loudest voice in the room, because you wanted people to listen to you and do things your way.
It's complicated, Joe.
No, it's not. It's not even about my life being my story to tell. It's about my life not being a story at all. That's the part that you don't get.
I just wanted people to see what was really going on. The full picture.
Full picture for who? I'm just one tiny person on this planet. I don't need to be seen by some critical mass to feel like I matter. I just want to be able to see myself and for the people that supposedly love me to see me too.
Just when I hear the quiet you've been trying to hold on to your whole life, I waste everyone's time with, you know, the last time I ordered from New Star, I got a large wonton soup, but when I opened it, there were no wontons. The thing was all broth. I thought it was so strange.
I'm gonna unpack and load the washer. Do you have anything you want me to throw in there?
Laundry? Is that what's happening in Vermont?
Oh, gosh. You're the one who's always yelling at the machine. You instilled the fear in me.
Well, maybe you should run away from home more often. Let me help you load this thing.
I'm left alone, with only my thoughts for sound. Even though it's been a long summer of mostly quiet, no Twitter, no Instagram, no Heth. Somehow this silence at our family's table is louder than anything I've heard in a long time.
What do you want, H?
You always have to be the hero, no matter what the cost.
I froze and frozen and...
Make sure JoJo eats tonight.
Where do you see yourself growing?
I want you to get yours, H.
Helena, your student loan payment is now past due.
We're willing to attach a signing bonus to the original offer.
I know it's a huge financial commitment.
You come from a long line of New Orleans women.
You're always running.
Everything's ready. Just let me know when you'll be home.
I want to see you unhinge your...
I know my voice is probably the last one you want to hear. But I am speaking anyway. I've been working on this... a patchwork of intentions and attempts. A eulogy for the kind of noise I was making in the world, a prologue for the possibility of a new sound.
You have been listening to episode 9 of Pleasure Machine.
Thank you for taking this journey with us. This episode was directed by Tara Elliott.
And written by Diane Xavier.
With contributions from Phaedra Michelle Scott and May Truhoff Dali.
Pleasure Machine is conceived by writers Diane Xavier,
Phaedra Michelle Scott,
and May Truhoff Dali.
And director Tara Elliott.
In collaboration with creative producer Emma Orme.
Star Busby voices the role of H.
Portia the role of Val.
Amara Brady the role of JoJo.
Jasmine Walker the role of Xena.
And Adam Harrington the role of Kane.
Additional roles voiced by Sagan Chen,
Eric Lockley,
Peter McNally,
Susan Lee,
Emma Orme,
and Akia Wilson.
Our sound team is the brilliant Uptown Works, with engineering, editing, design, mix, and additional music by Daniela Hart,
Bailey Trierweiler,
and Noelle Nichols.
Original music for Pleasure Machine was composed by Star Busby,
with additional music from Hyperion Drive.
Pleasure Machine is produced by Cold Core
in association with Emma Orme
and Tara Elliott.
That's us. Our associate producer and writer's room coordinator is Al Parker.
Our marketing director is Mariama Dahir.
Our artwork was created by Lauren Maturka.
And Nicole Hill was our story consultant, with early dramaturgical help from Ivan E.
Pleasure Machine was made possible by the Venturous Theater Fund of the Tides Foundation.
And by a NISCA Restart grant.
With major support from Ashley Garrett.
Special thanks to Erica Rothstein,
Bailey Williams,
Vanessa Garcia,
Alexis Roblin,
Marissa Preffer,
Pioneer Works,
Project Parlor,
Ethan Woods,
Alice Tolan Me,
Zia Lawrence,
Matthew Cohn,
Catherine George,
Tanya Everett,
and Sophie Garay.
This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. This is Emma.
And this is Tara. Thank you so much for listening.